previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:43 on Algoa FM. It's Jason Derulo with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. It's Eye Care Awareness Month, and the focus is to raise awareness about the.
I see what you did there.
What?
Pulling a Charlie, the focus.
I didn't even pick that up.
I'll tell you guys what happened this morning.
Yeah?
I was stopped by the police coming into work.
Don't do this, Charlie.
I promise you, I was stopped by the police. He says you're supposed to be wearing glasses. So I said, I got contacts. He said, I don't care who you know.
Please, Wayne, carry on with your intro.
So,
sorry about that.
Sorry, Russell.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah and the boys. And
Blade. All right. So, as I was saying, it's to raise the awareness about the importance of eye health, specifically around the prevention and treatment of avoidable blindness. In studio, we're joined by Russell Mayer, an optometrist from Specsavers Sunridge Park. Good morning, Russell.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here in Algoa. Really, such a lekker feeling studio with you guys.
Nice.
A real
awesome.
Buzz. I just absolutely love it.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. Sorry about the jokes on your right hand side, my left.
Would you call those jokes?
Those aren't jokes.
Exactly.
No more jokes, man. I have to wear glasses just to see my family.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. Specifically, two glasses.
Ooh.
Of scotch.
Done. Well,
I'm not going to.
No, finished.
Gosh. I've never heard that one. I love it. I'm going to use it today.
All right, yeah. Russell, Eye Care Awareness Month is a special time in the optometry industry. Why is it so important?
Well, I think every year we have an Eye Care Awareness Month ending in end of October. What's more important about this year than ever before is that, you know, we are at a time in society where healthcare and awareness to health is never been greater ever. Unfortunately, that means for a lot of people, they are staying at home and avoiding actually getting out of their home and looking after themselves. And to eyes, it's critical that everyone should be examining the eyes once a year. Also, remember, a lot of these people staying at home are spending more time than even in front of a screen as well. This is vision, and you know, vision and eyesight is a gift, and once it's gone, then you say, well, how do I get it back? But there's never an awareness about it, you know, until it's really gone. And you know, I'm just trying to say, this time, especially with people spending so much of time and avoiding so much interaction, even with healthcare practitioners, it's even more critical than ever to go and see someone. And that's what eye care awareness is about. There's so much an optometrist or an ophthalmologist or eye care practitioner can do for a patient if we're seeing them regularly. But when you see someone too late, it's just too reactive.
Mm-hmm. Russell, you speak about spending more time at home. People are working remotely, online schooling and so on. We've gotten through all of that. Luckily, we're now on level one and things may just improve a bit. But do you think that the increase in screen time has contributed to general eye problems in both children and adults? And, you know, are eye problems generally genetic?
So we don't think it's caused a problem. We know as eye care professionals it's causing a problem. We have this data over the last 10 years, 20 years, how people and the proximity to spending more time close by increases eye care or the need for spectacles and other eye care problems. And you look at screens, it's a lot worse with screen time. But we know that the more time you spend on screens, we talk about blue light. It's a very it's a hot topic. It is a bit more of a buzzword out there. And blue light is real. What blue light can lead to, certainly stress on the eye. Blue light leads to changes in sleep patterns. And then it's debatable whether in the long term it affects the health of the eye. But we know what it can do. And we know too much screen time is not good for anyone at any age.
And, but you've got those special lenses now. What are they? The blue lens.
Yes, so blue control, as we call it, blue light control. There are many different manufacturers out there who create lenses, which is a filter which tries to block that spectrum of harmful blue light. You do get these El Cheapos, like blue blockers. You know, I try and encourage everyone to use something from a reputable company. Yeah. Go and see an optometrist. They understand the technology that comes with warranties. Obviously, at Specsavers, we have a very high standard of the technology we use in our lenses. We only use the world's leading lens suppliers, and blue control forms a very, very important part and strategy, especially in Eye Care Awareness Month for us at Specsavers. But yes, just really, I can't emphasize it enough. Just see an optometrist. It's not a big thing. Once a year, go and see someone, whether you identify why you have a problem or not. It's simple. I think it's probably the best money you could spend on a yearly basis to secure quality to your life. Without vision, you know, life is a lot harder. And if you can do something, why not?
And speaking of which, Russell, I see that 75% of blindness is avoidable, either through preventative measures or through treatment. What are these preventative measures?
So, yeah, those stats break my heart because, you know, we have to see patients too late. A simple eye exam, that's the easiest way to generally prevent something. There are other methods, you know, in the work environment. Safety eyewear is something quite important. We understand that. You know, UV protection outdoors, especially for kids in those early years. But at any age, UV protection for the eye is important. But, you know, just having a shield in front of your face is a good thing in terms of trying to minimize what gets into the eye. But the best way to avoid vision loss is to see an eye care professional, an optometrist, who really is a vision specialist. See an optometrist on a yearly basis, or if you're advised otherwise, they might work with an ophthalmologist, which is an eye surgeon per se, and you might be seen more frequently. Yeah. But just examine your eyes, just take care of them, and just get and go and see someone.
Another 2 years, we've got contacts, yeah.
You mentioned at the start, though, that with people spending a lot of time at home, we're on our phones, we're on our computers all of the time, so we're looking at a light, essentially, all of the time with our eyes. Do you think that the increase in screen time is contributing to the general eye problem in children and adults, or is it generally a genetic thing?
Sure. So, you know, what should I and shouldn't I say? so I think, you know, there's a massive genetic trace with eye issues. And from what I see, a lot of parents are quite proactive with that. You know, Specsavers also have the Kids Right to Sight initiative. Mm. Kids 12 and under qualify for free eye care at Specsavers. Mm. It's important. But yes, to answer your question, there are genetic traits. But yeah, I think parents can do a lot. But eye exam, I always come back to just have an eye exam once a year at least.
You talk about this eye exam. How can people make an appointment to book that eye test?
So one of the best ways is obviously online, Specsavers website. You can book your appointment and your time directly with your practice and optometrist. You know, you can connect to the website via the socials, you know, Google My Business, you know, phone the practice and just set up an appointment, or just go past the optom and just book your appointment today.
But in terms of technological advancements, Russell, what do we see taking place in terms of improving the eye care industry and so on?
So massive, like technology with lens manufacturing processes. You know, we use more like CNC technology, lasering, digital surfacing technology. So the way lenses are made is just so much more accurate and reproducible compared to the past. And, you know, we've got the advancement of coatings and hardenings on lenses with UV protection that darken very quickly in the sun. And like 20 years ago, it was the old glass lenses, and they stayed dark for about 20 minutes indoors. Nowadays, you get lenses that change very quickly. So advancement is there in all industries, and eye care, it's definitely there. And at Specsavers, we do use the latest and the best advancements the industry has to offer.
Russell, if I don't ask this question, I might be framed. Are Specsavers...
You're a legend.
Oh, I love it. I just want to ask you guys, are Specsavers having any promotions during this month?
Exactly. So it's our 1,000 Rand off promotion until the end of October this year, whereby when you come in for an eye examination, if you choose to purchase a new frame, you can get up to 1,000 Rand off your lens enhancement. So that's for things like blue control, ARC, variable tint.
So it's spectacular.
What a classic. What a classic.
Don't encourage him, Russell. You're encouraging him.
Anyway, so all right, so those are the I just want to burst out laughing. I don't want to, because I don't want Charlie to seem like
Can I just
funny.
Confirm, please, without any further interruption? So it's 1,000 rands off any lens enhancements once you've come in to do a test, and you're going to then purchase your frame and lenses through Specsavers.
The finer details, you know, you can find online, but in essence, 1,000 rand off when you choose a frame off your lens enhancements, ARC, blue control, variable tint technology, all of those things that really do help vision and enhance vision and reduce glare.
Just phone the guys at the office. Ask for Iris.
Oh, goodness.
Imagine an Iris working at Russell's office.
That'd be wonderful.
We're going to have to leave it there. But Russell, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Very informative. It's just one thing that we take for granted. We don't think about our eyes, you know. So very informative. Russell from Specsavers Sunridge Park, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been absolutely wonderful being with you.
Thanks, Russell.
Charlton.
No, I was going to say I was a teacher. I had pupils. Sorry,
thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.